my most precious partner and co-laborer in the gospel, I'm writing this to you from the depth of my heart to say thank you for all you have done for our precious Jesus, whom we love with all of our being. I feel deeply in my spirit from the Lord to write this to you, for as you know, my commitment to preach the gospel is for life. And you have stood with me through thick and thin over the years. For that I thank you with all my heart. I know the Lord of glory will reward you himself again and again for your love toward him. I'm coming to you today with an urgent need. As you know, I come to you only if I feel the urgent necessity. I'm facing a deficit of $2 million right now that has accumulated in the last few months, first, because of the economy, and second, because I have continued to travel to the world, preaching the gospel. The offering from some of those crusades did not cover the expenses. I had hoped and prayed that the need would have been met without my coming to you, but as I have learned over the years, if I don't come to you and tell you the facts, there will be no way for you to find out. I know $2 million sounds like a large number, but it really isn't if we all do our part. Then it can be taken care of easily and quickly. Being summertime makes things tougher. Our vendors are asking for their money. They have been very kind in helping us and standing with us, but the time has come for this deficit to be taken care of so that I can go on preaching the gospel without pressure. My precious father in the spirit, Oral Roberts, told me years ago that raising money for the work of the Lord will always be my number one challenge. He was right. Yet I know that the Lord we serve will do again what he has done many times. He will take care of this need, so that his name might continue to be proclaimed to the nations. And so I ask you today, as my dearest partner and co-laborer, to stand with me again. I ask you to sow the best seed you can, as quickly as you can, so that we might see lost souls saved, and continue to see them saved, healed, and delivered for years to come. I ask you to give today, so the Lord's name will be glorified throughout the earth. Any amount you give is appreciated more than you know. Remember this blessed promise of Scripture: God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. As you sow your seed today for his glory, you are declaring your love for the name of Jesus in a loud and tangible way. Please do not put it off, as the need is now and urgent. Thank you so much for your love, and for showing your generosity and unending kindness for the work of the Lord. May Jesus, the Son of God, who has called us to serve him and to serve together, bless you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. May he reward you over and over for your faithfulness, and may he cover you with his presence as a mantle of power and glory. And may he cover you with his presence and his power, and keep you protected with his mantle of love for the rest of your life. I pray from the depth of my being that he will meet every need in your life, and give you peace that passeth all understanding. Philippians chapter 4 verse 7. With much love and eternal gratitude, Benny Hinn.
But here's what I am now. I am facing a deficit of $2 million because of past crusades that did not make it financially.
As you can see, Benny Hinn begs followers for $2 million, yet at the same time in previous videos he teach people to sow $1,000 seeds to reap blessings. The question is, why aren't preachers practicing what they teach when they're in need? Why do these ministers of Satan come to people to get their needs met while manipulating them as if they're going to get blessed, but when you're in need, ministers tell you to sow $1,000 to get your needs met? Benny Hinn blamed the economy on why he can't pay his bills, which is more proof the prosperity gospel doesn't work, and it also proved the sour seed doctrine is nothing more than a scam which can't possibly work in a third world nation with a bad economy. If Benny Hinn is struggling, why doesn't he sell his mansion and luxury cars? People, if you're a supporter of Benny Hinn, do not send him a dollar, tell Benny Hinn sow a seed so he could reap a harvest. All prosperity ministries are falling apart, so repent from the health wealth doctrine.